Well, the Commission has put in place a lot of processes and mechanisms to make sure that we conduct a credible, a peaceful, a transparent and free and fair referendum. We have employed enough staff to work in the whole over the country, in all the polling stations. We have been employed through a very competitive process. We have been trained as election officials by different trainers in the regions. We have procured all the necessary materials to conduct the by-elections, including the ballot papers, the ballot boxes, and the other non-strategic materials for the elections. So now we are all set to go. We have prepared also our national tallying center of the results in Bomas of Kenya in Nairobi, because we are introducing a new system of transmission of results from each of the polling stations to the constituency tallying center and so on, also to the national tallying center in Nairobi. We have over 27,000 polling stations, and they have all been given specifically configured mobile phones, which will enable them to be able to send the results once they have declared them at the polling stations and they have read out the results. So these results will be coming in real time to Nairobi and to the constituency tallying center, and we shall be very easily then updating, getting the provisional results from all over the country where there's a network and people have sent the results. And by the end of the day, we expect to at least have the provisional results out, showing at least the voting trends. And once the officers physically arrive in the tallying center with the forms which they have signed during the results announcement, then we'll then be able to declare the final results.
Well,
it's a process which is actually introducing a transparency in the management of the elections in the country, because whatever the presiding officer has announced in a particular polling station, and there are over 28,000, we shall be expecting that officer to be sending a specifically configured mobile phone the results also, which he has announced both to the tallying center and also to the national office. So there's a very little room for either interfering with the results or even changing the results. And that way, we are improving on the integrity of the process of the election management. And more importantly, Kenyans will be able to see the results as they happen in real time.
Chairman Hassan, the EU and other observer groups have praised the transparency so far that you have been organizing the Electoral Commission. Does that mean that it will translate to organizing a credible election or referendum above reproach?
Of course, I wait to see what is going to happen on the 4th and 5th. But in as much as all the preparation we have done is concerned, we ourselves as a commission are satisfied that what we have put in place and the trainings we have conducted of all our staff and the materials we have procured to be able to successfully deliver on this result transmission, I think we can confidently say that we'll be able to have a more transparent result transmission. And I hope by the time we announce the results, Kenyans will have full faith and confidence in the results as reflecting truly the wishes and will of the Kenyan people.
Chairman Hassan, how soon will Kenyans know the provisional results of the election or the referendum after they vote on the 4th?
You know, my brother, there are over 27,000 polling stations in the country. Some are located in very far part of the country, very hard and marginalized part of the country where there's no proper road network, even proper network coverage of the SIM cards, of the SIM. So, but overall, we expect to be able to receive this result provisionally, which is what we are going to be announcing at Nairobi. But to be on the safe side and as a backup position, we are requiring the officers also to physically deliver the forms which has been declared at the polling station and signed by the agent.
How do you expect Kenyans to comport themselves at this vote, and what has been the education so far in that regard?
Well, the presiding officers have been trained both on the conduct of the elections during the polling and also how to transmit the results electronically to both the tallying center in the constituency and also in the national office. We have procured enough telephone phones, telephone lines for all of them to be able to use it. So we do not foresee any challenges, as far as we are concerned, in terms of these particular results. It has been tested in South Migirango and Matuga by elections, and we saw and proved that whatever we announced as provisional results was eventually declared as official results because there was no major discrepancy.
So what would be your message to Kenyans as the official campaign ends today, Monday?
I want to appeal to all Kenyans to exercise to come out in large numbers, because the voter turnout is also for us a very critical aspect of the electoral process. So we have been sending out messages at voter education to try and sensitize the people of Kenya on the need to take part in this very important and historic opportunity on the voting of the new constitution. So our appeal, of course, is to them to turn out in large numbers and be able to vote. Secondly, we would like to them to maintain peace and security throughout. They should be able to come and vote with a lot of civility and decorum, without having to make any unnecessary noise in the polling station, and vote in secret ballot without having to tell anybody else. And therefore, as a whole, we expect that nobody, no voter, should be allowed to feel intimidated when he's coming to the polling station, and that even if he votes, whatever side he wins, he should not be punished for what he has expressed as his constitutional right. So we have to maintain peace and order in the country. It's very important.